All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm with Jesse Mendod and Crystal. Crystal, what's your last name?
Doomsday Queen.
Doomsday Queen on TikTok. All right, Doomsday Queen on TikTok. She's a prepper, and she lives in Utah. She's 30 minutes away from where it all happened at Utah University. So we're going to get into all this. We're going to discuss what's happening, what's the climate right now in Utah, and how everything is unfolding. So, folks, if you didn't know this, and I heard about this just a couple days ago, a bomb was supposed to detonate under the Fox 13 van that was covering the Charlie Kirk memorials or the vigils, correct, Crystal?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and it did not detonate.
It did not detonate. It was a false detonation. It was rigged to blow, and it just did not complete.
Wow, so that tells me there's way more to this story with Charlie Kirk's assassination. There's a lot more players here than people realize. And I think we all kind of know that. We all know that Tyler Robinson is probably just a decoy or he didn't act alone. There's a lot more to this story. There's a lot of people like Candace Owens coming out, pointing fingers at that certain little country in the Middle East. And there's a lot of anomalies that are just mathematically impossible that happened on that day. So let's get into this. First, Crystal, thank you for joining me. Jesse, thank you for joining me. Crystal, let's talk about this. You're in Utah. What is the climate like right now? You're 30 minutes away, 30 minutes away from where all this happened. Tell me what's going on.
So the climate really changed. Like, you could see people coming together and wanting to be a part of all of the vigils that are going on. And at the same time, people are in shock. People are mourning. Where Utah Valley College is, State College, or Utah Valley University is, it used to be called Utah Valley Community College, just so we're all clear. They did change into a university later on down the line. It is a very safe area. It's a smaller university. And for that to happen right there, and that university sits right on the edge of I-15. So within 5 minutes, you could be up or south in the state. You could go north, you could go south. And people were left wondering, you know, there was a loose gunman on the loose for over 33 hours. There was, you know, group hostings together, and people are a little on edge, and they did not even announce on Friday when they found out about the bomb underneath that vehicle that there was vigils everywhere. There was some in Sandy, some in Orem, some in Salt Lake City. They were everywhere, and those news vans are covering all the event.
So this was orchestrated, obviously. This was planned to go off, and they caught the individuals, correct? They caught the suspects that were planted this bomb that didn't go off. So, Jesse, do you want to go into this? So who were the individuals?
Yeah, let's get into it. So, you know, even before it broke on the news, before Fox News even came out, I had a cameraman friend of mine say, hey, look at this. This is what's going down, and I want you to keep an eye on it. And then a couple hours later, it was on Twitter, and still no one was talking about it. It took them days to come out and talk about this. And I realized, and Crystal, you know, put this into words on one of her TikToks, is that the more liberal news people and content creators didn't want to say their country of origin. They didn't want to say their last names were Nazir, but there's a father and son, Pakistani nationals. And what they found was this huge, an incendiary device underneath the car. And when they went to their home 3 days late, 2 days later, it happened on the 12th, they were arrested on the 14th. So for 2 days, they were looking for these people. Let's Go Taco, that was a nickname that one of the people gave to Donald Trump, was Taco.
Yeah, well, this is the house, yet? By the way. This is the house right here.
Mm-hmm. With the upside down American flag.
Yes. And so when they raided their homes, this is what really is concerning, David, is they found a lot of explosives, drugs, firearms, and they found basically enough explosives to take out a town. They called it a weapon of mass destruction. They said they found weapons of mass destruction in these people's homes. Now, as Crystal said, they had it rigged not to go off when the van started, when the news people got in, but when they got to the vigil, when they got to the place where there would be maximum damage with people mourning Charlie Kirk, because, you know, 2 days earlier, Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and we all watched him die in real time. To me, this is not just an attack on Charlie and free speech. They are whoever they are, people, whether these two people acted alone or whether they are connected, I don't have that information. I don't know if we'll ever know that because our government is great at hiding things. Listen, guys, JFK, we're just learning about his assassination and getting his files 50 years later. So we might not know the truth for a very, very long time. It's up to people like us and independent reporters to dig in and try to expose the truth.
Well, I've said people like Candace Owens, Nick Fuentes, there's a whole bunch. They're just the social media is just riddled with people right now really investigating, really diving into this and finding a lot of things out and uncovering evidence, anomalies, the whole thing. So you're going to find out a lot more on social media than I believe you ever will from the FBI.
Yeah, and I mean, none of these places, the mainstream media that has written, two paragraphs about these gentlemen, these terrorists. They were trying to blow up an event. We can call them terrorists. I don't have a problem using that word. None of them posted their charges, anything that they found. David, I sent you, I emailed you their booking information, so we have that. This is their booking information here.
Okay, so I see this is this their, oh yeah, here it is, their charges, correct?
And ISIS, terrorism, yeah, arson, threat of terrorism, use of weapon, mass hoax, mass destruction, explosive, chemicals, incendiary, possession parts. They had a lot of parts to make a lot more bombs. If this had gone off, I don't think they would not have stopped.
Well, and if you read that first line, it's weapons of mass destruction, manufacture, possess, and use, and it's a first count of felony. The hoax one, in which that's what the news is liking to report on right now, is they keep saying hoax. That is only a second degree felony. The very first charge up there is a first degree felony, mass weapons of destruction.
Wow. So
And
what we're looking at here is obviously cells being activated. Like we've always talked about on my program, and I'm sure you talk about this too, Crystal and Jesse, you know, they are going, the immigrants that have come over here, we do not know who they are. We have vetted none of them. There are millions of them here. And these are just two of them who got caught in Utah and coincidentally just happened to be in the same area as the Charlie Kirk assassination, correct?
And then the
Wow,
news
there is
here
no
likes.
coincidences.
There's
There's
no
no.
coincidences. And like prior to it, even the day before the assassination, the Salt Lake Tribune was writing about some of our Senate and some of our elected officials here, talking about comparing them like five paragraphs to the Nazis. Like this whole drawn out and then dropping their first, last name, where they're located, doxing them on the internet. Putting a target on all of these elected officials' backs because they want some more immigration and some more control.
Right. So we know what they're planning to do here. And I believe that what we all know, they're trying to stir up this civil unrest or a civil war. And that's why they, Tyler Robinson fits the bill. He's Antifa. He was having a relationship with the trans. He fits the quote unquote liberal, the left radical, right? So obviously he was very important to whoever organized this or orchestrated this to be kind of the Oswald of our day.
That's what I that's so interesting because right before we started filming, Crystal and I were on the phone, and I said, I think this is our generation's Oswald. He's involved, but he's also a patsy. And we learned that now. And
Well,
there's
when
a
you
lot more people involved. And again, within 2 days, we have these terror attacks, assassinations within miles of each going to happen next. And I think that's where Crystal comes in very well, talking about to prepare for what's going to happen next, because something else, I'm sorry to say this, but something else is going to happen.
No, this is going to pick up an escalation frequency as we come into which I'm very confident, the arrests are going to be happening at some point. We got Hillary and Bill Clinton testifying soon. This is all going south for them as well. So this is war. And this is people's fates are sealed, and both sides are going in pretty hard. So I have no choice but to believe there's going to be massive escalation, terrorist, mass shootings, bombings that goes off. I mean, we almost had this one. I mean, it almost happened. So Crystal, you're a prepper, and we all know what time it is. And like more than ever now, more than ever, we know it's time. Like the people that are in the know. And so what can you tell my audience? How are you prepping for this? How are you getting ready? And what signs are you looking for? Are all the signs there? Are we there now?
Oh, I think we're really close to there. Like it is the you have to look at the chaos theory. When you have one escalation, then there's another and they compound. People are starting to distrust each other. You have people on the internet that are celebrating death. I mean, people are starting to escalate against each other. So prepping your home, prepping to stay at home, prepping protection is one of the most fundamental parts about prepping. I'm a huge Second Amendment fan. And so making sure that you and your family have a plan, staying out of those high density gatherings right now, because here's the deal. When it comes to sleeper cells and it comes to catastrophic events, they are always going to look for the most fatalities for innocent individuals because it makes the largest impact. If they find you in a dark alley, it doesn't make the headlines, but if they make it bigger, then it's more intimidating.
So
So,
highly densely populated areas.
well,
Like I would imagine. So I've been told that I've had guests that come on that they've war gamed this. They're behind certain firewalls, and they've said, "Listen, there's going to be 13 to 14 hell holes, Democratic hell holes. Watch out for the Democratic hell holes. Chicago, Portland, San Francisco, L.A., New York,
Seattle.
Seattle. These
Th think
cities
of
is where they're going
BLM.
to fall back on. So it's going to hit every city, from my understanding, but they're going to especially fall back into these cities to where that's where. So what Trump is doing right now with the National Guard is he knows what's coming, and he's preparing for this to neutralize these riots, these protests, and the civil unrest is what this is the information I'm getting.
And then that narrative of it is like because Trump is bringing people in, then you have the online community that's like, this is becoming martial law. Here we go. And then there's that panic that sets in. And I see it on both ends in my chat room where I'm like, if you're not doing anything wrong, but you realize that people like to gather in mass gatherings, it's a hysteria event. One person is wrong, then they believe the next person was wrong, and then they keep compiling together. And people are impressionable on the internet. It is, I see it all the time. Because it was a Fox News van, I was being shredded on the internet. And I was like, no, it could have been any other news van. I've been on different news networks. I've been on CNN. I've been on the New York Post. Any news van, this is important to understand that this is a catastrophic event because there is innocent lives that are wandering these high density areas. And those are all just collateral damage when it comes down to it.
Well, let me also point out, and I was planning on covering it and going as a member of the press and a member of the media. I'm a local news reporter here in California, and right on the border of Arizona, and I'm down at the border covering border issues, so I'm seeing it up close every single day in my face, cartel. Charlie's memorial is coming up in Arizona on the 20th. And there's going to be, listen, if it's anything like his last event that I was at as a media coverage, there's going to be 20, 30,000 people there.
Oh, man.
Now, when I was there, Trump was there too, and there were snipers on the roof waiting for him. But they can't cover the parking lots. They can't cover all the bridges. They can't sweep, they can do as much as they can. They'll sweep the arena. They'll have, people, but there's lines of restaurants and fountains
But
and
that's
all
not going to
kinds
be
of
the only
places like
city that's having this, right? There's going to be
that.
other cities having this.
Right. There's other cities having, but the main one for Turning Point that they are putting on for Charlie with like all of the Turning Point people, his widow at the arena in Glendale, Arizona. It's going to be at least 20 to 30,000 people there showing up in attendance. I mean, tickets are already selling, they're free tickets, but they're selling out. And like I said, the last time that I was there were people that couldn't even get in. It was so packed, and they were watching it on a screen outside in the parking lot, 110 degree weather. This is it's nerve-wracking, and I
So
know a
hold
lot
on.
of people.
Let me just war game this just for a second with you
Yeah,
guys.
sure.
And
Okay.
let's think about this just for a second. They don't need anything big. They just need to cause hysteria on the news to make people go crazy. So maybe just one little incident, it could be anything. One shooting, maybe two or three people shot. They would still bill that as a mass shooting if someone shot one, two, three, four people at the Charlie Kirk Memorial. That would go spread like wildfire, or a small little detonation of a car bomb that goes off. That's all you need to tip
That
the
would be the
scale.
final domino. You're
Yeah.
right, 100%. That's the final domino. That would be where you are versus me versus you, and that would completely escalate. And it's
That's
one
all
of
they need.
those
And I'm
scenarios.
betting, I would almost bet that something happens at this memorial. I mean, if I was the other side, you don't need much.
Yep.
You need one person to get in a fight, and even
Well,
in a parking lot, if someone gets into a fist fight and it starts escalating. Arizona's an open carry state. You don't know what's going to happen. People are already very emotional, and I mean, I want to go and cover this. I've applied for my press pass, but at the same time, I'm very scared, and I don't want to bring my son there. It's supposed to be peaceful, and I don't know. Crystal can talk more about this, but she was also served in the military and was in Iraq, so she's also seen these people face to face. So she's got a lot of input that she can give.
So you know
So,
what we're up against here. You've seen
yeah.
them. You know how they work. Go ahead.
I drove convoys. I did convoy security in Iraq in 08, 09, and so did my husband. And people need to understand is like when you're dealing with organizations like that, your feelings don't matter. They do
Right.
not matter. This is not an emotional thing. They don't care if you serve Thanksgiving to the homeless for 5 years. You mean nothing. And any opportunity is an opportunity.
And you
It
got to think,
does not matter.
we don't just have people from the Middle East here. We have people from China here. We have people from the cartels are here. The gangs are here. And I know growing up on the border, I grew up in Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, Texas. So I was back and forth. I witnessed some of the worst killings ever here in Ciudad Juarez. It was the number one murder capital of the world from like 2005 to 2013. And I, man, there was car bombs, people hanging from the bridges. I saw it every day. They don't care. They get these kids from 8, 9 years old and groom them to be sicarios, killers, and they do not care, and they have no, there's no value on a human life at all. And I've always taken the stance that we are coming into cartel warfare to win. Now that Trump is coming in and stopping the immigration, stopping the flow of trafficking, stopping the drugs, they're going to resort to cartel warfare. And what do I mean by that? Well, cartel warfare is they go after civilians. They don't care who's in the way. They'll mass shoot inside a Walmart. They'll go into a Target. They'll go into a restaurant. If there's one person of interest there that they want, they'll spray the whole place. This happened in Juarez all the time. People would be eating dinner and boom, they take out the whole restaurant. They do not care. And that's what I was saying. So Trump needs to know that their whole objective is to put mud on his face and make this as sloppy and terrible as possible and spin this into civil war.
Well, I 100% agree. Like, everyone's looking for that final shoe to drop. Like, Trump is so bad. This is so bad. But when are people going to start waking up and realize, like, you like being mugged? You like seeing people get slaughtered? Like, this is wild. And the fact that it's become tolerated and the human has become so desensitized, they don't realize the right from wrong. And then they get overly compassionate for organizations such as, like, the cartel. Like, there's people in the United States that actually believe the cartel is not here, and it is very active.
Oh,
It's always been very active.
right. They're everywhere. They're all over the streets. They're in every organization. They're in our politics. They run
Well,
everything. I mean, they put
you
in the
know.
governors. They put in the every politician. Most of them have some kind of ties to cartels. I'm not. That's not a stretch. They
Yep.
control a
You know,
lot.
look at what we just saw. I mean, they twice within the last 2 weeks, the government bombed two Venezuela drug boats,
Boats.
and people like the Crass and see, I'm gonna call them out, were saying, hey, they're just bombing these people with no due process. This is where we are.
And that's so
This
naive
is where we
too.
are.
It's so naive when people are like, well, they don't even know, because you see an image and it says, oh, that this was a boat that was trafficking. And people are like, well, what if they were innocent? What if the driver is innocent? What if the You guys realize, like, there is so much intelligence out there. Before any route that I would drive, I would know exactly where an IED was placed prior in the last like 14 days. So I had an idea of what areas were going to be a little bit hotter than the other areas. So we have to really take that into consideration. It's not Disney. on the news and some of the stuff that's happening right now in modern day society, it's not going to be your family friendly movie. It is real and it's true.
Okay, so my friends that work at the Border Patrol, they told me, and this was just 4 or 5 months ago, that during the Biden administration, they were popping vehicles, bringing in mass weapons of destruction, mass weapons of mass destruction weapons, right? And they were saying military grade weaponry. So they were saying, dude, IEDs, crazy stuff was coming across that they've never seen before. Now imagine how much of that stuff has come over. Do you believe, Crystal, that we're going to start seeing that type of warfare on American streets, like
Yes.
IEDs and stuff like that?
Yes. I mean, we just saw it in Salt Lake City. Utah used to be considered one of the safest states here in the country. And I mean, they're putting together IEDs. They had more weapons, more chemicals, more things inside their own home. So they were planning a secondary event. So I could definitely see the possibility of groups feeling the pressure or feeling the chance that they might not be here for much longer or they might be exposed and then they have to synchronize together and try to execute their plan.
But I mean, they weren't even trying to not stand out. I mean, look at their house. I mean, and I'll pull up their house one more time. I mean, these guys, I mean, they had all the signs there, folks. I mean, I don't know
Right?
how much more
Upside
obvious you
down
could be.
flag. Upside down
But, you know,
flag,
that's
a flag
freedom
that
of
says,
speech,
is he
right? And
dead
we're having,
yet?
that's the discussion that we're having right now, is it's freedom of speech. So if I were to call and say, hey, my neighbor's got these crazy flags, is he dead yet? They go, well, that's their First Amendment right, of course. So they're not going to do anything. These guys
The call
were
still
Pakistani
helps
nationals.
a flag. Like it still
Yeah.
helps flag them into the system. Even like
Sure.
online presence, like Discord chat rooms, all of these other things that are happening. Go back to Tyler, who the shooter is. He was in a Discord and people were talking about, well, will you split the reward money if you turn yourself in? Those kind of things. And that brings in that, that conspiracy theory of, was he paid to do it? Is there other people that were like motivating this?
So
I think they're poked. Or considering that the bomb was going off, it's as a journalist, my questions are one, where did the how long have the Pakistani men came in? What does their visa look like? Who gave them their visa? Did they come in under Biden's app? Where have they been? When is their next immigration hearing? What were they doing, right? That would be my question. And the other thing was, there's no way this kid. I mean, people said that about Oswald too, and who knows? They said, oh, he acted alone. He pulled this great at one of the biggest assassinations in American history since Lincoln off all on his own. I don't think so, and
No,
especially now
nobody
with all
buys it.
this and on now Charlie Kirk's biggest assassination since MLK and RFK Senior. And you're telling me a 22-year-old kid managed to get this in and coordinate this all by himself?
Yes, but remember what I said. There's documentation. There's, I think the New York Times or New York Post maybe wrote on this. And I think it's since been scrubbed for the internet. I saw it though. I saw that right the article that the neighbors were concerned because there was out of state license plates showing up to this guy's house, his condo, his townhouse, or whatever, and it made them very uneasy. And they were like, "Man, we felt real uneasy about this." So it got the neighbors' attention. So to me, and I'm not saying Tyler Robinson wasn't involved. Maybe he really believed he shot the guy. But I'm gonna tell you how many guys there in the audience were like, "I did it." They threw up their hands. They got thrown down. I mean, there was decoys in the audience. This is well strategized. This is well engineered. And when you really look at
Well,
drone flies by the minute the guy shoots, I mean, go ahead.
let me expand on that because I'm not sure if you saw the newest thing, and I believe it is on New York Post, who I freelance for during the elections as an election reporter on scene for swing states. So let me, and I believe they posted this today that the gentleman, the older gentleman who they had in handcuffs, right, who was like,
Yeah.
I did it to get attention away. I don't know if you saw that, but
He
right
just
after the
got
Twin
caught with
Towers
child
fell.
sexual. Yeah, don't say the word because
No,
it
don't
just
say the word.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Right after the Twin Towers fell, this guy was on the news and he said it was Al Qaeda within an
Right.
hour of the Twin
Right.
Towers falling. We didn't know what the hell was going on. People were dying. They were just trying to get bodies out of it. And this guy was on the news saying it was Al, and now he's here at the Charlie Kirk thing saying, I did it. It's
Right, so
weird. He
he's so
might
he's
just
an
be
actor.
completely deranged individual. He might just be we have people who go out there and falsely confess to crimes because they want to be famous and want attention. I don't know people's motivation. I can't speak on that. but it's just
So
very weird.
before we close out here, and I want to get both of your perspectives on this. Crystal, let's start with you first. Where do you see all this going in the next, coming into fall, October? October is always a hot month. It's all there. Everyone always calls it Red October, right? I feel coming into this fall season, things are going to heat up immensely. Do you feel the same way?
I absolutely feel the same way. I've been watching everything on the news and everything going on, and it's pretty much everybody's pointing a finger at each other, and so that can cause already that chaos and that hysteria, and then you just have more events that keep happening. For instance, here during the vigils, I mean, they had people were driving down the interstate and people were recording themselves throwing eggs at people, flipping people off rocks. It's just we're hitting that domino and it's flopping back and forth, and it's sooner or later it's going to flop to one side. It can't stand up on its own for much longer. And so now is the time to be really aware of who you're around, what your surroundings are, who's near you.
I've said this, me personally, I've never seen so much mental illness on the internet like I've seen just this last week. It's like it just took off full throttle. I've never seen anything like this in my life. So it has me very concerned. I don't trust anybody anymore. I go out, I look around, I'm like, man, I don't trust that person. I don't, man, and here I am, a personality. I don't know. I mean, I just keep to myself these days. So, Jesse, what about you? Do you see this escalating? Coming into fall, going into the Christmas time, holiday season.
The only way for that is everybody just takes a step back and stops arguing with people. He was racist. No, he wasn't. Yes, he was. Okay, fine. You know what? Go ahead. Cool. I'm stepping away from this. I've had my own targets put on my back in my neighborhood because of my Judaism and my speaking out for Israel. I've had to deal with police here because of people threatening me because of my journalism, because of stories. I've done so many stories about reporters who got followed home and got gunned down. I don't want that to happen to me. I got a kid. I think that whoever is behind this and whatever is doing it, they need to wrap this up because it looks to me, and I could be wrong, and I don't want to assume, but it's like they're targeting right wing or conservative, not even right wing, but conservative. Because to me, Charlie's not super like extremist, right? He's not a right wing extremist
He
compared
was
to
the
a lot of
moderate.
people. He was the nice guy. So they're targeting Republicans. They're targeting conservatives. They got Charlie Kirk. They're targeting Trent Staggs. They're targeting in Utah mayor. They're targeting Fox News, anybody who they see as a threat against. And I don't know who they are. That's what I want. Who are they? That's my question. And we're going into Halloween. There's Halloween parades. There's
You
Halloween
gotta
gatherings.
remember, there'll be many copycats. And that's another
Oh,
thing they're banking on.
there's always some kind of a copycat, and I don't know what the answer is. I just know that I have never really before looked behind my back and watched over my shoulder and checked all exits when I'm driving. I guess I should be doing that all the time, but I never felt the need to do that up until now.
And the fact that this happened in Utah, of all places, man. I mean, I
It's
just,
Utah. You think Mormons and hiking
I.
and country music and people cooking, and you see these housewives and college kids.
It would be the perfect place, right, to start that frenzy, that paranoia, that frenzy. Guys, I appreciate you coming on, Crystal. Your TikTok is queen on, what is it, the prep queen?
My YouTube is Doomsday Queen, and
Doomsday
my
queen.
TikTok is Charmingly Frugal.
Charmingly Frugal and Doomsday Queen on TikTok. What about you, Jesse?
You can find me on ivypressonline.com, the Imperial Valley Press covering the border, and my Substack is Spotlight Dispatch. I'm on all social medias at Jesse Dodd, JessyDodd.
Got it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. It was awesome. Thank you.